Let's talk about the spirit realm now. What is it that people primarily like to talk with the spirits about?
Well, again, as I pointed out, they do like to know where they are, where they're going, are they on the right track? And of course, we do all of that. And then, of course, they like predictions, what's going to happen to them in different time frames in their life. But I think one of the most important things is that the medium brings back to them people who are on the other side. Mothers, fathers, lost, you know, children who have passed away early, aunts, uncles, best friends. And a medium should, and most mediums I know, including myself, are good links between the other world and this world. And we're able to give people exact and precise information so that the reader does understand they're speaking to the one that they love. And there's a lot of healing that goes on, George. A lot of counseling, a lot of healing. And sometimes somebody leaves us and they didn't really say what they meant to say on a certain subject or about what happened as a child and different things like that. And a medium brings that information to what we call the sitter. And like I say, there's a tremendous healing that occurs. And to me, that's priceless, really.
When you get some of your futuristic insight,
yes,
it comes from the mediums, I assume, right?
Yes. What it comes from, what I get information, it comes from my guides in the spirit world, or if you will, angels.
Do they ask you to try to change things, to alter things?
Oftentimes they will try to help someone to understand that the course they're going down will lead them to disaster, yes.
Well, when you were on back in January on the program on our New Year's Eve special, we talked, and New Year's Day, actually, that moment, we talked about some of the predictions for the year ahead. You've come pretty close to a lot of them.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know what? Some of them weren't very nice to have to predict.
Well, that's true, too.
I remember if you go back to 2003, we had mentioned that there were no weapons of mass destruction, and, you know, Powell lied at the UN, even though he didn't know it, some people say. But the spirit tries to help us to avoid situations that they know are going to lead to disaster. Unfortunately, God made the laws, or the Great Spirit made the laws, and man made the rules. And man's rules tend to circumvent God's laws. And we get in trouble.
Do these spirits ever describe what their environment looks like?
I believe that even the Bible, Christ said, so here, so there, so there, so here, or something to that effect. You can, for instance, if you're a Christian person, when you pass back to the spirit world, you can create that environment through Christ. If you're a Buddhist, through Buddha. If you're Muslim, and all of that, you can have pretty much the same. Well, but there is, if you remember the Robin Williams film, What Dreams May Come.
I love that movie.
The advice we gave them was, it can be fanciful, but it must be correct. And in the film, he could create what he needed to create. And we can literally, if we lived in a certain time of home, we can recreate that home, which is what they wound up doing, the home and the painting. And we have our friends. And remember, we have far more friends on the other side than we do on this side, because our soul has known many, many people before this lifetime. And when you cross back to spirit, you have that instant memory or that instant recognition. Many people want to help those that are left on this side who they loved very much. And so what a medium does is they're able to bring that person back and work with the people that are here.
You know, because you do what you do, you are pretty secure with what's on the other side.
Oh, I'm very secure, absolutely. I've been there 3 times.
But what about the person who, you know, thinks, I'm going to go to sleep, I'm not going to wake up, and this is it? It's
well, they're
done.
In for a surprise.
Okay, explain this then. Let's assume,
Well, you're five. There is 5 minutes between the time you pass and the time you wake up.
All right, that's what I was going to ask. Quit reading my mind, Hans.
I don't read mine.
All right. All right. But
there's 5 minutes between the two times.
Okay. Somebody passes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Okay. When you wake up to an instant recognition of love. It is instant. In other words, the environment that you wake up in is like a soft, cozy pillow.
Does it feel like a dream feels?
It, in the beginning, absolutely, because you can't believe that you're gone. And when you find out that there is, that your consciousness has survived the appearance of the death of the body, you're pretty shaken.